Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't force behaviors, whether it's gender or race or just any way you want to say the composition of your team, we're going to have to force change.
The big money, the big banks, the federal government, BlackRock, whether it's the University of Texas, hell, A&M's even this bad now, or Yale, or Harvard's the worst, Berkeley, they literally teach, and it's not just the political science classes. They make a whole bunch of the CRT and transgender stuff and leftist queer theory, pedophile theory, mandatory now in these colleges. And it's in the high schools, it's in the junior highs, it's even in many of the elementaries. It's come out that the government keeps it secret across the country and files on the kids and the parents and try to cut the children away from the parents and convince them to change their gender.
This is a multi-million dollar industry.
Asra Namani did what more journalists should do. She filed Freedom of Information Act requests that forced school districts to reveal that they're paying consultants to spread critical race theory.
I have the proof. We found 300 plus contracts and counting. Like every day I'm getting a new contract. For them to deny it is just part of their campaign.
But that's just for teachers, says the CNN guest.
Can it influence the way that some teachers teach? Yeah, but that's a good thing, right? Because race and racism is literally the building blocks of this country.
I mean, this is already over the edge of the cliff. We're already over the cliff here. Okay, we're not about to go over the cliff. We drove over it a long time ago. And so when you see the cashless society and you see the social credit scores and you see you go to the grocery store and they're in your face saying, have an app, use an app to be here, you'll get great deals. Here's a headline. China creates global AI governance initiative to control world's tech, control the population's mind, infiltrating our minds, the future of cognitive warfare, the official main operation that is now in full swing of the Communist Party China. And they admit it's a competing program to the West that has a very similar AI brainwashing cultural control grid rolling out. But they're two competing systems because Xi Jinping about 9 years ago broke with the globalist who he'd been allied with. That's what always happens with these tyrants is they'll work with each other at first. And then when one group thinks they have the upper hand, they will make their move. It is funded by the most powerful banks and corporations in the world to promote classical Maoist Marxist-Leninist ideology. And the revolutionary form that they've chosen of communism, because there's a bunch of different subsets, is the Maoist model. The Confucius organizations of almost all the major public and private colleges literally run by the communist Chinese. So the hour is extremely late. We're very, very far down this rabbit hole. Remember I told you decades ago China was funding thousands of colleges for the curriculum, giving them billions of dollars to undermine America, to criticize capitalism, the nuclear family. All China is promoting the nuclear family to make us weak. And now it came out a few months ago that thousands of public schools and private schools are giving Chinese communist money to follow their curriculum. So this is all paid for. The transgenderism, the communism, the critical race theory, and it's all coming from BlackRock and the communist Chinese. And when you go into a restaurant, they want to make you look at an app to order your food. That's literally through the global restaurant associations and the World Economic Forum and the big banks. When you walk in a grocery store, they're trying to make you have an app or Chick-fil-A. All of that is to get you ready for the cashless society. People say, oh, it's just a technology. No, it's designed and being implemented and rolled out to totally and completely make it a post-human world. If you don't have humans serving you dinner or cutting your hair or growing your vegetables or raising your children, it's a computer and it's an AI system where it can all be standardized and surveilled and tracked. So everything is about building new independent economies and not joining the big centralized economy as much as you can. They've already made it impossible, unless you're Amish, to not interface with it some. And they're simply looking at us as a commodity and saying, humans have always been cheap, but now they're garbage. And they just say the future's not human. Humans were bad. We're worthless. We hurt the earth. We don't have free will. Well, the globalists actually don't believe that. They want you to hate yourself and have a self-fulfilling prophecy the world's going to end in 2030, because if they get their plans of Agenda 2030 through, you'll think it's the end of the world, and for most of us, it will be. You're going to live through this. This is all going to happen. They're going to attempt it. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Big ones, I'll leave it at that. When they drop them, they drop them. All right, I spent a couple hours yesterday on some very disturbing phone calls with lawyers and others dealing with January 6 convictees in the kangaroo courts, namely my old friend Joe Big and others, Joe Biggs. They are torturing the living snot out of them in prison. They don't just have Owen in solitary confinement. They are torturing the hell out of them. And it's standard torture that they do to political prisoners. We're going to be joined by Joe Biggs' lawyer, Norm Pattis, and one of the leaders of one of the main activist groups has been in contact with all of the major people that were convicted in the kangaroo courts in D.C. But they're not even letting people talk to their lawyers. So we've had to get this from sources inside the prison, and it's been confirmed. And we're also going to have a guest on who has been able to talk to them, but not for weeks. It's been intensifying. We're talking about keeping people in restraint 16 hours a day, driving them from prison to prison, not feeding them for up to 3 days, not letting them talk to their lawyers. I mean, this is what happened to our troops that got captured by the North Vietnamese. This is North Korea stuff, folks. This is North Korea-level crap. And Congressman Biggs, no relation to Joe Biggs, who heads up the committee that has oversight of the Bureau of Prisons, is hopping mad. He's confirmed a lot of this has happened, and we've confirmed and had meetings with the Speaker of the House. Biggs's representatives and others have, and also Congressman Gates. You saw some of the hearings this week where Owen was brought up, and Owen's great, and what's happened to him is terrible in a precedent-setting case. A journalist put in jail for free speech, and it's terrible. But what they're doing to the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers is unbelievable. Imagine not getting fed for 3 days. Imagine being thrown in a freezing cell in your underwear for a month, never even allowed out, supermax level, for nothing. Imagine not being fed. Imagine being driven from prison to prison. Imagine not talking to your daughter in 6 months. And it's the model for all of us. They've had the left all over Homeland Security, all over TV, that we're now going to use Homeland Security on the Trump supporters. If we don't stand up for Stuart Rhodes and Joe Biggs and Enrique Tarrio and others, we're next. So that's the bottom of the hour. Then we got a bunch of other big guests today. Really interesting fellow. I've known about him for years. Got a chance to meet him a few days ago. Asked him to go on the show. Mark England will be joining us to talk about the whole waterfront and ways to, you know, not get depressed during this tyranny, but to actually overcome it and how to not be a victim. Jason Hinkle is a super viral journalist and very eclectic. He'll be joining us as well. And then there's been massive internet outages and power outages in New Zealand, all globalists run. Maria Zia will be reporting on that, and I'll host some with her in the fourth hour today. That said, there's a lot of other news and information to get to. Obviously, the debate last night for so many issues is a Rosetta Stone or a keyhole or a skeleton key where you can look through the keyhole and see the bigger world on the other side. Ramaswamy devastated them. The other candidates were a joke. The worst, Chris Christie and Nikki Haley up there with her Freudian slip. First thing she'll do is catch and release. He destroyed them. And it's the attitude he has that we should have against the New World Order, against the establishment. The debate had less than a million viewers. But on Steven Crowder's show, last night I was on, it had 2 million viewers at least. They're a joke. And Vivek, skip the break, literally nailed them when he said, we shouldn't have NBC hosting a Republican debate. There's no Republicans watching NBC and MSNBC. We should have Joe Rogan and Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson hosting this. They're the populace. They're so popular. Why do we keep kissing the ass of the establishment? No one's watching us because we're idiots. We keep groveling to the system. We keep acting like it's still in power. It's a facade that blew over. You see those Hollywood sets where it's just the front of a house? You look behind it, it's some boards propping it up. This is not even a propped up, 1 foot thick front of a house. It blew over, and termites ate it. It's a rotting hulk. But let's not be mean. There are a lot of old folks that were smarter than I am that are totally awake. But for the majority of older folks, they still think, even though they don't even watch it, that's the media. That's what matters. And most of the young people are just oblivious, not even tuned into what's happening. But for the large minority of people of every race, color, and creed, it is Alex Jones. It is Tucker Carlson. It is Joe Rogan. It is Vivek Ramaswamy. It is Russell Brand. It is Jimmy Dore. And that's why RFK Jr. sounds like us. And that's why Tulsi Gabbard sounds like us. Whether they're good or bad, they know where the world's going. They can stick their finger in the wind and say it's blowing the direction of freedom. And so my greatest victory is you keep me on air. It's your victory. And the fact that we sustained through all these attacks to get to the point where we see the Great Awakening exploding right now. The problem is it's like this passe thing, like the war's over, though, Alex. You're not needed anymore. No, we're awake that we're in a war, and now when we speak out against lockdowns and tyranny, we get a response and we have some victory. But now we're in the fight, and this is the most important point of our entire operation. So I'm going to plug this right now. Let me get to the news. I thought about this last night and this morning because it's a paradox. It's a very interesting paradox that I want to explain to people. For at least 4 or 5 years, we've been on the edge of not having enough money to operate. We've made every cut we can make. We can't cut anymore. People don't get raises around here for years, bonuses, nothing, but they stay here because they're dedicated and they care about freedom. I've sold almost everything I've got. I'm in the process of selling the last piece of property that's not my home. Won't even pay a third of what I need to get done. I'm not complaining. If God wants me out of the game and God doesn't touch your heart to support us, that's the way it is. But let me explain the paradox here. This building, this infrastructure, the crew, the brain trust we have here, if I shut this down and just say, well, we're essentially been shut down. I'm not quitting. You've quit on us, and I'm not mad at you. And people think, well, Jones is around forever. You know, he's fine. If I don't show you and shut it down, I won't get the funds. Now, I know what's going to happen. The minute we announce, oh, we're shutting down in 2 weeks, we'll suddenly have more money than we need. don't jerk people's chain. And the way it works in bankruptcy, because we're going through reorganization, is if we do say we're shut down, we're shut down. So I can't sit here and bluff you, because it's not a bluff. I have to explain to you that I personally am now, I said $1 million in the hole. If I sell my property that's up for sale, so I'm worth $1 million, I'm in the hole $2 million. Now, at a sick level, I'm doing this 29 years. I'll still do interviews. I'll still do show. It's fine. I love the crew. I don't want them to have the victory to shut this down. But at one level, I'm like, well, I mean, I'm going to be on air 7-8 hours today. I was up here at 10 o'clock last night. I'm not complaining. I love it. But I never quit, and I never sell out. But if you don't take me seriously and don't support us, that's your decision. And I got news to it, so I'm resigned to it. I feel good. I've done my job. It's all in God's hands. But when I tell you, because that's the Achilles heel, and that's what they did. They knew what they were doing. They make me pay half the legal bills for free speech. Free speech has the money to pay the bills. Not a lot of extra, but they can do it. They have me pay half the bills. And the big joke is, oh, Jones will give up, or Jones will go away.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You think I'm too stupid to not know this, of where I have no money and I can't even operate, and then there won't be legal bills to pay for the appeals and the defense and all the stuff going on in the bankruptcy, so that will shut down free speech. That's where we are. It's very simple. You have a decision. You decide to go to defendjones.com and make a donation. You decide to buy my book. That supports free speech and me. There's a few things I get funds from. Or you decide to go be a member of JonesCrowder.com. You get all of Steven Crowder's shows, all the other shows, my special show, all the things we do there for like $7 and change a month. You get a free month, JonesCrowder.com. Go there. Decide to support. But I'm going to get to a point in the next few weeks where I'm not going to even plug stuff anymore. It's going to be up to you. And I've always been honest with the crew. I'm like, no, we're not shutting down. Hey, we can fight for years. Hey, we can go on. Well, years have gone by now. I don't want the crew to get another job yet. I think we're going to make it through this. But people aren't listening to what I'm saying. All right? They think, oh, that's just Jones. You know, the media says he's got $400 million. I don't have $500,000. May I be struck down by a bolt of lightning if I'm lying? It's not true. They just want us to go away. They don't want to have the victory, us have the victory of shutting us down, that made Tucker Carlson even bigger. But that's what they're effectively doing. So it's up to you, and I'm done talking about it. But let me get back to the positive news, because everybody's Alex Jones now. And Vivek Ramaswamy knocked it out of the park. You say, oh, is he good? Is he bad? The stuff he's doing is devastating them. Same thing with Elon Musk. Same thing with Joe Rogan. Same thing with Russell Brand. All of it. Tucker Carlson. The list goes on and on. So the good news is, maybe I'm like an old military officer that's already been in like five wars, and I'm old now. Maybe it's time for me to take a back seat. I'm ready. I'm calm. I'm prepared. And I've done my mission. But if you decide to pull me out of the game, if you decide to take me and put me on the bench, then do it. And I'm done. It's that simple. FinnJones.com. JonesCrowder.com, InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, buy the signed copy, get the unsigned copy, whatever you do, you make the decision. But we've been through a long, hard fight this far, and I don't want to be taken out of the game. I want to keep fighting. But, man, I'm not going to sit here for 5-10 minutes a show when we got so much critical news for people and talk about myself anymore. You're going to get one-minute plugs an hour, here on out, and that's it. And if the money don't come in, we're gone. You've been told. It's been there. That's a fact. You can bet your bottom dollar on it. On my soul, on my children, that's how it is. All right, good. Now, let's get to what I was talking about. And you got Hillary coming out saying Trump is Hitler and Trump's going to put everybody in prison. That's what they're actually doing to us. You got Ramaswamy saying this place is a joke. No one watches NBC. This is, and Lester Holt was like literally having a meltdown because they know they're nobody. They know everybody hates them. But why does the Republican Party go kiss its ass? Because they're part of the establishment propping up the system. They're losing on purpose. Here's Vivek Ramaswamy.
Let me turn to you. Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It's a cancer to the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023, and I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Chris, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years, was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go. Mr. Ross, sorry. This is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why?
That's right. They rigged the election. Everything you said was totally true. He pointed out that the fentanyl killing 100 and some thousand people a year is a chemical attack on our biology. And people are putting it in Big Macs. It'd be the biggest story ever. Imagine if Big Macs had killed 110,000 people or 112,000 people. People were putting fentanyl in it. It'd be poisoning. But no, it's like, oh, it's an overdose. No, they put it in the marijuana. They put it in the vapes. They put it in all the crap. And I mean, everybody I know has had family die. I'm pissed. Now we got Hillary Clinton saying Trump is Hitler. And that, oh, Hitler got elected. Oh, he's going to put everybody in jail. They're the ones putting everybody in jail. They're the ones surveilling everybody. They're the ones saying the American people are terrorists. Here she is on The View that's been canceled. It's not being renewed. Here's this failure, this war criminal blob up there literally saying what she is, but saying that it's Trump instead. Here it is.
I think that your loss to Trump in 2016 will go down in history as one of the most pivotal times in our country, one of the most pivotal moments in our country. And it's still reeling from, you know, Trump's policies, I think, and the deep divisions that he sowed in this country. Mm-hmm. What, in your view, would happen if he were to be reelected?
Oh, I can't even think that, because I think it would be the end of our country as we know it. And I don't say that lightly. You know, I hated losing, and I especially hated losing to him because I had seen so many warning signals during the campaign. But I immediately said, look, we have to give him a chance. We've got to support, you know, the president we have. And I meant it. And I tried really hard. And then literally from his inauguration on, it was nothing but, you know, accusing people of things, making up facts, denying the size of the crowd at his own inauguration. And everything that I worried about, I saw unfolding. And so I think that he'd be even worse now.
Yeah.
Because he was somewhat restrained, believe it or not, in the first term by people who he hired because he thought they would go along with him, and they stood up to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he is going to, if he were ever near the Oval Office again, find people who have no principles, no conscience, who totally tied, you know, to his fortunes, literally, and therefore would do whatever he said. And so the wreckage is almost unimaginable. You know, when I was Secretary of State, I used to talk about one and done. And what I meant by
think about
that
how great America was when Trump was in.
People would get legitimately elected.
Look at this warmonger.
And then they would try to do away.
Remember, she
with
said Trump wasn't legitimately elected.
With opposition,
but then Trump's back, as he says,
with
they stole it.
Press. And you could see it in countries where, well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Right. And so all of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, those dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies, would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually telegraph that. Trump is telling us what he intends to do.
To listen to
take him at.
And then she goes on, guys, get me the full clip. She goes, he wants to shut down the free press. He wants to censor. No, that's you, you disgusting witch. That's you and big tech and the whole establishment. You're the establishment. You're the torturing the J6 people.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12, organic,
You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm coming. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here. I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere. Get behind me, Satan! Down with the devil! Down with
this copy. You came the wrong message.
Visit Infowars.com/show today.
was there on January 6th. We know the truth. The feds ran their operation. They set us up. President Trump had an area to speak by the Supreme Court, by the White House, by the Capitol. He never got there because the Secret Service wouldn't take him there. It was a setup. We've seen the kangaroo trials in D.C. We see Trump with a judge already finding him guilty in New York, who will then decide how guilty he is. We've seen myself have judges find me guilty. This is the new America. And we know in the D.C. Gulag, which is a notoriously horrible jail, Owen Schroyer was there and had roaches all over him. You fall asleep for 2 minutes, just dozens of them all over you, hundreds of them dead on the walls in every cell. Owen is in solitary confinement for his free speech from prison calling out, which is not illegal. But this isn't about Owen. This is about all of us. Joe Biggs, used to be a reporter here as well, was there, didn't attack anybody, didn't do anything. He shook a fence, they say, and he was convicted and sent to prison for decades, along with Enrique Tarrio and others. We haven't heard from him in months. We haven't heard from Stuart Rhodes and the Oath Keepers, who did absolutely nothing. And now, his lawyer, Joe Biggs' lawyer, can't even get in touch with him. He's also my lawyer, famous constitutional lawyer, Norm Pattis. Trennis Evans heads up and is the founder and the head of Condemn USA, investigative documentarian, author, January 6th expert speaker. Rocked the red board, Condemned USA, on Twitter, condemnedusa.com. He's one of the only people in his organization, because they've been there since day one, who's got enough sources and enough of the J6ers to at least be able to talk to a few of them to find out what's happening. So they disappeared to a black hole. He's recently talked to Biggs. His team has. His lawyer has not in a while. And what I've confirmed is going on, torture devices, restraints, dieseling, where they drive you around from facility to facility or leave you in a car, putting on box handcuffs, which the manufacturer, and I have their own documents here, says you shouldn't wear for more than 3 hours, 16 or more hours, not feeding them for several days, up to 3 days. This is stuff you wouldn't do to terrorists. And they're setting the precedent for everybody and saying Homeland Security needs to go after all Trump supporters and outlaws. That's on MSNBC, CNN. So, Norm Pattis, you can introduce this and then bring in Trennis Evans from Condemned USA, the founder and head of it, that focuses on this and documents this, and thank God has been able to get us this intel, because we still haven't talked to Owen. I'm not going to say how we know. Obviously, there's folks inside the prison don't like what's happening, both guards and prisoners. It's the same thing with the Nashville Shooters Manifesto. They've taken seven of the police off of on administrative leave. They're not the ones that gave Crowder the information. I'll leave it at that. But it shows the persecution just to even get this intel. So when you've got secret political prisoners, that's next level. Not just political prisoners, but now we don't even know what's going on with them. And we get tiny little snapshots of the hell they're in. Joe Biggs, I've not been fed in 3 days. I sleep in the with no clothes, 15 people in my underwear in freezing temperatures. And I know the standard torture of dieseling has been documented before, but now they're scaling it up for everybody. So constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis, I'm going to give you and Trennis Evans pretty much the floor here. We're skipping the next break. We've got about 22 minutes here. Start off here, then let's bring in Trennis Evans.
So thank you for having me, Alex. It's always a pleasure to see you and to be able to address your viewers. There is a war going on in the United States, and it's a war for the soul of America. And that war, one of the battlefields, is in the nation's prison system. It's very easy for prison officials to engage in what I'll call subliminal warfare, warfare just below the threshold of what is obvious. And this is what's gone on with Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs, you may recall, was an InfoWars reporter. He was also my client in the January 6th case. In that case, the insurrection case, federal prosecutors charged him with planning an insurrection with other members of the Proud Boys and persons known and unknown to use force against the authority of the United States government. There was really no evidence that they did anything other than occur at a riot and then enter Capitol grounds thereafter, and maybe they shouldn't have. That was a crime we would have considered pleading to, but insurrection never. Joe was convicted. Thereafter, the government sought to have him declared a terrorist. They sought what's called a terrorism enhancement under federal sentencing guidelines. Now, how does that work, you'll say? He was convicted of insurrection. A D.C. jury found him guilty. The terrorism enhancement is one that says if a person engages in certain conduct, it should be regarded as ultra serious. There are 47 statutes that will qualify you as a terrorist. They include things like blowing up an airliner, assassinating a congressman, kidnapping a federal official, using anthrax or biochemical weapons. Joe and the Proud Boys did nothing of the sort. They did.
Shooting Congressman Scalise, breaking Rand Paul's ribs, but the media didn't call them terrorists. Keep going.
So, but what happened is a fence got destroyed that day, and that fence was worth no more than $32,000. Well, one of the offenses that will qualify you for the terrorism enhancement is destruction of government property. So the government said, look at this fence. They're terrorists. Judge Timothy Halfway Kelly, I call him Halfway because the government always asked for too much, and Kelly gave him half of what they wanted. We were supposed to be thankful for that. We weren't, and we'll take that up with the appellate court. But Kelly sentenced them, but they had the scarlet T on their forehead. And the prison officials, when they take a look at their transit papers and see the terrorism designation, they don't know who they're looking at. And so they're treating these men as though they are members of Hamas in Jerusalem. Joe, for example, has been en route to his final destination for more than a week now. And what's happened before he got there? You'll recall, I call it the Dostoevsky assassination trick. The Tsar, I think it was Tsar Nicholas, once had Dostoevsky condemned to death, the famous Russian author. Dostoevsky was marched out. He faced the firing squad, and the Tsar said, no, I'll call it off. And Dostoevsky was shattered by the experience. Here's what they're doing to Biggs and the guys. Wake them up one morning. Get up. We're moving you. Now you've got to get rid of your material. You lose your commissary accounts. You've got to get stuff they won't let take. They would let you take with you. They'll move them to a car, and then they'll sit them there or on a bus, and then they'll say, never mind. We're going to take you back. This happened on several
occasions. But the most important part is the box handcuffs that are pure torture.
Well, we're getting to that right now. So Joe, then they're going to move him down to Petersburg, and they put him in a transport vehicle with box handcuffs on for 16 hours. Now these handcuffs are designed so that a person cannot undo the chains or get a key into the lock. The manufacturer says no more than a couple hours, two or three, could cause permanent damage. Joe's hands were in that box cuffs for 16 hours. Such that he lost sensation to his hands. We don't know whether there's going to be permanent nerve damage or not. Now, mind you, Joe is a combat veteran who suffered a traumatic brain injury as a result of injuries he suffered in Iraq. He did two tours there. He was on the phone with one of the folks from Condemned USA. And by the way, if you don't know Condemned USA, get to know them. They're doing God's work in this case.
And by the way, I know Joe well. We've been to the river. We've been to the lake. He's been to my house and swam. He didn't make a big deal about it, but he wasn't just blown up. He's got shrapnel and bullet holes on him.
He's a Purple Heart recipient. I mean, he was the only Proud Boy who received the Purple Heart, the only J6 condemnee that got the Purple Heart. He told a person that condemned he was in so much pain and is that he kept praying for God to take away the pain. This is pain the United States government put on him. Joe Biggs, patriot, Purple Heart winner, being moved by our government in secrecy. And what's he doing? Please, God, take this pain away from me. I can't take it anymore. They get him to a location.
By the way, it's on record. He got that Purple Heart and other accommodations literally.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It was formed in an effort to help these people. We've raised the money for legal defenses. We've raised money for the appeals. We've raised money to house attorneys. Great men like Norm Pattis have, you know, come at this thing, and they're absolutely, they talk about the tip of the spear. We're talking about the tip of the spear here. Alex, you're the tip of the spear in the reporting on this. You have Norm Pattis as the tip of the spear in the legal, and it's a
conjoint. And by the way, let's be clear. Norm's gone down to Louisiana with Owen. He's gone to other jails and prisons for other people. He was there last week with Matt Gaetz. And the head of the committee over prisons, Congressman Biggs, no relation to Biggs, and they're bringing up in hearings. There's now investigations going on. What needs to happen to stop this? Because I know, Norm, you've done the research. You know the name of the federal prosecutor that we now know is in control of this, demanding some of this persecution. I mean, this is a message to all of us to intimidate the American people.
I think it is. I think the goal, and it's no mystery that this occurs in 2024 in the run-up to the next general election. The message that we're supposed to get is be afraid, be very afraid, be careful, be very careful. Maybe stay home. Maybe don't dissent. Maybe don't go to your church if you have to be a conservative Roman Catholic. Our response has to be, hell no, we will go. And I think the best thing that ordinary people can do today, right now, is pick up a pen and paper and write a letter to one of these inmates. And the reason I say that, and we had their addresses on the screen, the reason I say that is people know, the guards know, that we're watching when they get the mail. The administration knows that we're watching when they get the mail. The last conversation I had with Owen, he was telling me how grateful he was to people for all the mail they sent. I saw the public broadcast, the message that was broadcast publicly. He thanked listeners. Write to Joe Biggs. Write to Zach Rell, who's being denied medical treatment today. You know, they want him to take an experimental injection. They won't give him the pills that he wanted, and now they're forcing him to detox because they won't give him his prescription. Zach Rell is another military man injured in the line of duty who's being deprived medical care. You need to let them know we're watching. Earlier this week, I was in D.C., Alex. The House Judiciary Committee has a subcommittee on the Bureau of Prisons, and Colette Peters, I believe her name is, the Bureau of Prisons director testified. Matt Gaetz from Florida raised Owen's name. He raised the name of another inmate. She didn't know anything about it. Representative Andy Biggs asked for, you know, permission to have a site visit. He wanted it pre-approved. He got a mealy-mouthed response that was unsatisfactory. I sat there and watched the Bureau of Prisons play like the three monkeys. I hear no evil, I see no evil, I speak no evil. She went to the committee unprepared to address the human rights situation as to these prisoners. I met with Representative Biggs thereafter, and I said, you need to subpoena people from the Washington office of the District Attorney's Office and the Department of Justice. I have reason to believe that they're insisting that these men be given harsher, more onerous conditions of confinement because of the crimes they've been convicted of than other similarly situated people. This is simply wrong. Congressional oversight needs to be activated at this point. So write to the men, call Mike Johnson. You know, Owen, for example, is being held at the Oakdale Federal Correctional Institution in Oakdale, Louisiana, Mike Johnson's jurisdiction.
And let's make no mistake, they are scaling this up. They're on MSNBC and CNN saying, we're going to lock all of you up. You're terrorists. You're the main focus, not Islam, not Russia. Trentis Evans, I interrupted you. I apologize. What should we do? What can we do? You agree they're scaling this up. Please continue.
This is a full frontal attack. They're no longer doing this from the dark of night. They're no longer doing it from the, you know, closets or hiding in the corners in the shadows to do it. They're having ticker tape parades down Main Street right now advertising what they're going to do to you. And it's like, you better believe them. Take them at their word. This is what they're coming for. They're coming for you. They're coming for your ideology. They're coming for your religion. And they're coming for anything conservative. But to stomp it out and move into this radical leftist ideology, what I suggest and what I know is the right thing to do is to get involved and do not think for a second that you can hide from this. You will have nothing, and your children and future generations will have nothing if you don't engage now. We're 3/4 of the way into Hitler's Germany. What I'm suggesting to you is get on our site, come to Condemned USA, look at what we're doing, look at the efforts. We're helping to support efforts of people like Norm Pattis, great warriors in this battle, to hold on to what's left of our country and take back some shred of decency and recover from this now what's the remnants of the United States that we once grew up in. Come be a monthly donor. Be a contributor to what we do. Support these efforts. Help us get commissary to these people. Help us take care of their legal needs. Help us take care of their family. Help us take care of the fight. Not only that, Alex, excuse me, we're on offense here for these men. We are filing offensive actions. We are going after it. We have impeachment articles that are drafted, and it goes so much deeper. Come be a part of this fight. Join in the fight to save America through Condemned USA with great warriors like Norm Pattis.
I totally agree. Let's explain something again to the listeners. I know they get this. The globalists are big, powerful banks in BlackRock, but they use communism as their main ideology. Maoism at the colleges, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, they admit that's their operating system. They're not communists. They're just using a communist model. They are saying they want to outlaw conservative and populist demonstrations. They're saying the main threat is conservative Catholics that basically commit no crime. I mean, there's no evidence. They're saying they're sending Homeland Security to school boards where people say, I don't want my child taught they're evil because they're white or they're a Christian or taught transgenderism. They are literally saying, I played tons of the clips, that we're going to use Homeland Security now on the American people, anybody that questions elections. They've indicted the president for questioning an election while they said he stole it with the Russians with no evidence. So this is a very dangerous time, and we should support the prisoners. We should get Trump in to pardon them. He says he will. But bigger than that is we don't just need congressional hearings on this that are starting. We need to make those hearings about January 6th and who's really guilty. They're scared of that. They're scared of hearing showing how the feds were involved and how they provocateured it and how they stood down. Make the hearings about that And that's how you get these prisoners released. You know, when they had the video that it was coming out of the Q shaman being invited in by the police and doing nothing wrong and tell everybody to be calm, they had to release him from prison. So I'm saying it's going to be cutting the head off the snake politically by exposing January 6th, and this is the perfect vehicle for those hearings, and we're very close. You know, I know you know who they are. You've been on the shows, but I contacted Steve Bannon last night, this morning, Jack Posobiec, a bunch of other great patriots. I've sent them your numbers, Trentis Evans and others. We need to make this a big deal. We're very close to hearings on this, and that's what they fear. But we've got to do this because they're establishing Guantanamo USA for us now. This is a maximum effort issue.
Alex, I'm sure Norm would agree with this, that the judges have taken this extrajudicial notice of what happened with the Select Committee. In the 117th Congress, the Select Committee on January 6th has reported a countless number of lies and completed a narrative shift that of what actually happened on January 6th to suit their interests. Of what's happening now, we're seeing now the unraveling or the further down the road version of this. And until the 118th Congress provide something that judges can actually look at and have an extrajudicial notice of those matters, that's what's going to stand as what is the relevant evidence that they're basing this theology on, of this is some kind of occultist movement by the MAGA people that we were trying to overthrow the federal government on January 6th. And there is no way any reasonable person could think that the most armed populace on the face of the planet in history would attempt to take on the largest military industrial complex ever on the face of this globe with plastic flagpoles and megaphones. Somebody please explain that theory.
Well, that's right. You're not mostly peaceful, burning down $2 million and killing dozens of people. And Travis, you're a J6er. You were there.
I was there. I said, you get in the building, you should stand for the crime that you committed. If it's a crime, fine, so be it. But equitable justice, right? I want to be treated just the same. You know, people have brought up a lot of different people in this. Ray Epps is a big topic. And I will say this about that. I think a lot of people should have been treated just like Mr. Epps was treated. Let's just leave it there. Wouldn't that be fair? Because if that's what the conduct and that's what's...
Well, he helped ram signs into people. He said go into the building. He texted his family that he orchestrated it, and then he gets nothing, and then Joe Biggs gets...
Class B misdemeanor, sir.
Well, I've talked to folks that have been in these handcuffs. You cannot... I mean, it literally can make you have your arms rot off. It can kill the circulation. Total torture. Norm?
You know, I stepped away for a moment because I just got a call from Oakdale, and I told them I'd call them right back. So it's a prison official responding to my inquiries about Owen for the first time in 2 weeks.
Hold on,
do this.
Call them right back. We're going to go to break, Norm. We'll come back to you, okay?
Yep.
Okay, keep going, Travis. We're going to break in 1 minute. Keep going.
You got it. Well, listen, I would tell you that we've been in Congress. We've been lobbying. Let me tell you some of the other efforts since we're on this topic. We wrote a document called The Weaponization of Justice and produced it from Condemned USA. Our writers worked on this. Our volunteers worked on this. Our staff members worked on this. And we delivered this document, hand-delivered them, bound them and hand-delivered them. Thank God for some of the members of Congress that have helped push this effort. We have members in Congress that have agreed to carry our impeachment articles. Those are available, Alex. You can look at them at impeachdc.com. This effort is real. What we're doing is real. The offense is where we have to go. The American people will continue with receiving bludgeonings from this government. The beatings will continue until morale improves mentality. If all we're doing is holding up the shield, we must strike with the sword. And when I say that, I mean in our courts, and I mean in our congressional system, our system of government.
All right,
we have to learn to wield the Constitution.
Trentis Evans, stay there. We'll come right back. And then Norm's finally got a call from Owens.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late, call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.